when Point Nehru recognized the contribution of RSS Swayamsevaks. On invitation of the Point Nehru government, a contingent of about 3,000 RSS Swayamsevaks had joined the march past at Rajpath on January 26, 1963. The Swayamsevaks, who had joined the parade, watched the Republic Day parade now on January 26 and their memories of January 26, 1963 are still alive. It was indeed a proud moment for the RSS Swayamsevaks of Delhi when they got the opportunity to join the Republic Day parade at Rajpath on January 26, 1963. However, it was done on very short notice, merely 24 hours before beginning of the parade. They did it with perfection. Recalling that day, Sri Vijay Kumar, who then lived at Farsh Bazaar of Shadara and held the responsibility of Mandal Karyawa, says, there was an invitation from the Point Nehru government to join the march past. Mannya Sohan Singh Ji was then Sambhag Pracharak, which then included the whole of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. When the government representative came with the offer, he was told by Shri Sohan Singh Ji that the Sangh Swayamsevaks would happily join the march past but in their Ganvesh uniform, along with Danda and Ghosh only. The government representative left saying to inform about it shortly. The Swayamsevaks' active support to the army during the 1962 war against China was surely the prime factor. Nehruji wanted the society to join the parade. To the best of my knowledge, the information about permitting us to join the parade in RSS uniform reached 24 hours before. As the official communication came, Mane Sohan Singh Ji worked tirelessly to inform the workers to prepare for the march past. He made telephone calls the whole night informing about the location of the buses to pick up the Swayamsevaks. Senior Swayamsevaks on the ground too worked overnight to further inform and prepare the Swayamsevaks, because everybody then did not have telephone connections and there was severe lack of other means of communication including the cars, motorcycles, scooters, etc. Finally, before the stipulated time, all the buses were packed to their capacity and a large number of Swayamsevaks could not find space in any of the bus. About 3,000 Swayamsevaks reached the venue before 8 a.m. Our contingent was to march in the last. But, during that wait nobody was getting bored. As is the tradition in the Sangh Shakhas, we all sang patriotic songs and enjoyed the moment. Many of the army officers recorded our patriotic songs. They too were enthusiastic. As our turn came and our contingent started marching on the tune of Sangh Band, the commentator said, "You know well all these people who are marching with discipline." The commentary was very moving and the words that the commentator used about our marching contingent were very inspiring, recalls Sri Vijay Kumar, who was then working with the Times of India Group. The Swayamsevaks had reached early morning. But the parade began at 9 a.m. and their turn came in the last at about 1 p.m. But none of them bothered about the breakfast. About 200 Ghosh Swayamsevaks also joined the parade with their instruments. When asked what was the motivation behind the then government inviting the RSS workers for the parade, Sri Vijay Kumar says, the Swayamsevaks' active support to the army during the 1962 war against China was surely the prime factor. Nehruji wanted the society to join the parade. At that time Bharat Sevak Samaj and RSS were the only two major organizations which could join the parade. But the strength of Bharat Sevak Samaj was almost nil. Hence the government invited the RSS, which was very strong on the ground and could prepare for the march past on the shortest notice. But when the government invitation came, the RSS categorically said that it would not join without its uniform, and the government finally permitted. We were informed 24 hours before starting the parade. Even then, we joined without any rehearsal, Sri Vijay Kumar added. Sri Vijay Kumar points out that Sri Krishnanand Sagar, the owner of Jagriti Prakashan, who now lives in Noida, was also with them in those days. He was then a Sangh Pracharak and played an active role in the preparations for the parade. Sri K.L. Pathela, who now edits Vishwakarma Sanket, the house journal of the country's largest labor organization, the Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, was also with them. It was indeed a jubilant moment that the government invited us to join the Republic Day parade. It is a proud moment for every Indian. The man who had declared in the parliament that, "I will crush the RSS," invited us with respect to join the parade. On his comment in the parliament, Sri Shyama Prasad Mukherjee had then said, "I will crush your crushing mentality." Recalling that proud moment, Sri K.L. Pathela says, "Even at this age of 89 I have not forgotten that day of January 26, 1963. I can recall every moment of that day. When we some of the Swayamsevaks of Janakpuri, New Delhi, Shakha got this news, it thrilled us. Apart from joining the parade, the significant feeling was that the Nehru government respected the patriotic spirit of the RSS workers. I remember that we two Swayamsevaks from Janakpuri joined the march past. When our contingent passed through the Salami Munch, the audience welcomed us with huge clapping. We had marched up to India Gate. When asked why the Nehru government invited the Sangh Swayamsevaks for the parade, Shri Pathela says, during the 1962 war, the Sangh Swayamsevaks worked with the nation shoulder to shoulder. We helped the army even at their bunkers. One day when the Swayamsevaks reached the bunkers with kheer, firing was on, but the Swayamsevaks reached inside the bunkers and served kheer to the Javans. Shri Pathela remembers another incident of the war, when the Javans were rushing to the border in trains, trucks, etc., the people extended them full support everywhere. We some Swayamsevaks of Delhi collected 697 rupees to help the Javans. We purchased fruits for the Javans and reached New Delhi Railway Station with those fruits. A train full of the Javans was going towards Punjab. We distributed fruits among them in different compartments. They said, "You people have given so much fruits that we do not have space to keep them. Better, you distribute these to the needy people." Not only the RSS Swayamsevaks, but the workers of the RSS associated organizations also supported the government. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh had suspended all its agitations. Today, when I visit any of the Shakha, I share that experience with the Swayamsevaks. It is necessary to know that nation is first for all of us. We cannot forget this spirit of a Sangh Swayamsevak. Thank you for listening to the organizer.